Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also, the tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Delium and the onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Verses 1 through 25, Genesis chapter 2. Father, we thank you once again for your wonderful word. Thank you for the wonderful privilege we have of being able to open your word and hear from you, to hear words of wisdom, counsel, grace, and strength from you every single day, words from heaven every single day as well. Thank you for the ways your word ministers to us, strengthens us, encourages us, lifts us up, and empowers us, and just ministers to us in so many ways. Thank you for the gift your word is to us. More and more, help us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word, believers that diligently read and meditate on your word, and help us to be faithful to teach and train and guide our children and to encourage others, too, to become students of your word so that they, too, can receive the blessing, the grace, the comfort, the encouragement that comes from being in your word each and every day. Set us on fire afresh with the Spirit that would cause our hunger for your word to grow with every passing day. We thank you. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we join the psalmist in saying, your righteousness, O God, reaches to the heavens. You have done great things. O God, who is like you? And Father, as we live out the Christian life, as we see the wonder of who you are, just a slight glimpse of it, Father, we do say, who is a God like you? You're so kind to express love to us, to turn your affection toward us, Father. We thank you for that. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We continue to remind you, please take time to go to our Facebook pages, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live, and like them if you would. We would really appreciate that. Often some of the articles that we place on the AFA stand may be found there, as well as sometimes you'll find podcasts from the broadcast Hour of Intercession there as well. Hope that you will. See, Pete's excited when folks take the time to go to the website and out to the Facebook pages and look those things up. Hope that you'll get excited about that as well. So hope you'll take that time. Please pray daily for the ministry of the American Family Association and the ministry of the Hour of Intercession. We very much need your prayers and desire your prayers as well. I've mentioned and I continue to ask for your prayers this week, as my wife Birdie and I will be traveling to Canton, Texas, where I'll have the privilege and honor of being the speaker at the Hope Pregnancy Center banquet, their annual gala fundraising banquet. Please pray for the Lord to anoint the event, for his presence to be there mightily, and for him to do the work in the heart of every attendee that he desires to do. And I ask that you'd also pray for God to use it to stir the church as a whole to become much more involved with being bold witnesses for the gospel and bold witnesses who will stand for life wherever God has called us to stand for life. Again, there's so much in the news these days about the life issue after the Texas Heartbeat Bill was passed and was able to stand by the grace of God. And of course, the Supreme Court will be hearing the important Mississippi case that will be coming before them in just a few weeks. So please be praying, believing the Lord with us for the ending of legalized abortion. That's exactly what we desire, because the fact is Roe v. Wade should have never happened, never should have happened at all. And so the sooner we right that wrong, praise God for that. So we appreciate very much your prayers. The By Design Monthly Challenges are ways for married couples and their families to engage and grow closer to each other and in their walk with the Lord. And we're encouraging couples to get involved with that, this important activity, the By Design Challenge for the month of September. Of course, we're encouraging couples to have a date night sometime during the month. Would like to mention specifically, we're encouraging you to take time, you know, get a babysitter or make reservations at a local restaurant, or you can create your own date night at home, but do something to have a special date night as a couple, a husband and wife. You can make it a night only for you and your spouse to laugh, relax, and enjoy yourselves. And we're encouraging you to post a picture on the By Design Facebook page. Go to hashtag BDDateNight to place that. By Design's mission is to educate and encourage people to embrace God's design for marriage and family as the fundamental building block for all human civilization. And so we're wanting to be of encouragement to you in your marriage as well. For more information on this challenge and upcoming challenges, go to afa.net/bydesign. Again, that's afa.net/bydesign. Hope you'll take the time to do that. We continue today reading through the Word of God as we pick up now in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 3. 1 Chronicles chapter 3, picking up at verse 10. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Abijah was his son. Asa, his son. Jehoshaphat, his son. Joram, his son. Ahaziah, his son. Joash, his son. Amaziah, his son. Azariah, his son. Jotham, his son. Ahaz, his son. Hezekiah, his son. Manasseh, his son. Amon, his son. And Josiah, his son. The sons of Josiah were Johanan, the firstborn. The second, Jehoiakim. The third, Zedekiah. And the fourth, Shalom. The sons of Jehoiakim were Jeconiah, his son, and Zedekiah, his son. And the sons of Jeconiah were Asser, Shealtiel, his son, and Malchiram, Padiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshema, and Nedabiah. The sons of Padiah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshullam, Hananiah, Shelemith, her sister. Hananiah, Shelemith, their sister. And Hashubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hazadiah, and Jashab, Hesed, five in all. The sons of Hananiah were Pelatiah and Jeshiah, the sons of Rephiah, the sons of Arnon, the sons of Obadiah, and the sons of Shechaniah. The son of Shechaniah was Shemaiah. The sons of Shemaiah were Hattush, Egal, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat, six in all. The sons of Neriah were Elionai, Hezekiah, and Azricam, three in all. The sons of Elionai were Hodaviah, Eliashib, and Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani, seven in all. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Reiah, the son of Shobal, begot Jahath, and Jahath begot Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of his sister was Hazelelponi. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Haashtari. These were the sons of Naarah. The sons of Hela were Zereth, Zohar, and Ethnan. And Koz begot Anub, Zobeba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Haram. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Verses 1 through 9, 1 Chronicles chapter 4. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
As we're lifting up your name.
music of Planet Shakers with Heaven on Earth. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up now in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, picking up at verse 9. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Chelub, the brother of Husha, begot Maher, who was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begot Beth Rapha, Paseah, and Tehina, the father of Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Sariah. The sons of Othniel were Hathath and Maonothai, who begot Ophrah. Sariah begot Joab, the father of Gay Harashim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Eru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah was Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel were Ziph, Ziphah, Tariah, and Asa, Azarel. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. And Mered's wife bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His wife Jehudijah bore Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. And these were the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, Rena, Ben-Hanan, and Telon. And the sons of Ishai were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, Leada, the father of Maresha, and the families of the house of the linen workers of the house of Ashbeah. Also Jochim, the men of Kozeba, and Joash, Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jeshubai, Lehem. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters and those who dwell at Netaim and Gedera. They dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma were Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, and Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did any of their families multiply as much as the children of Judah. They dwelt at Beersheba, Molada, Hazar, Shual, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar, Susim, Beth Biri, and at Shearim. These were their cities until the reign of David, and their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all the villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were their dwelling places, and they maintained their genealogy. Meshobab, Jamlech, and Josha, the son of Amaziah, Joel and Jehu, the son of Joshibiah, the son of Sariah, the son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jehoiakobah, Joshahiah, Asahiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, and Benaiah. Ziza, the son of Shiphi, the son of Alan, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their father's house increased greatly. So they went to the entrance of Gedar, as far as the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad, quiet, and peaceful, for some Hamites formerly lived there. These, recorded by name, came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. And they attacked their tents and the Meunites who were found there, and utterly destroyed them, as it is to this day. So they dwelt in their place, because there was pasture for their flocks there. Now some of them, 500 men of the sons of Simeon, went to Mount Seir, having as their captain Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the son of Ishi. And they defeated the rest of the Amalekites who had escaped. They have dwelt there to this day. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah, his son, Gog, his son, Shimei, his son, Micah, his son, Reiah, his son, Baal, his son, and Beera, his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, carried into captivity. He was leader of the Reubenites. And his brethren, by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was registered, the chief, Jeiel and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer, as far as Nebo and Baal Meon. Eastward they settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness, this side of the river Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied in the land of Gilead. Now in the days of Saul, they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout the entire area east of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt next to them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salcah. Joel was the chief, Shaphaim the next, then Jaanai and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brethren of their father's house, Michael, Meshullam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Ziah, and Eber, seven in all. These were the children of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz, Ahai, the son of Abdiel, the son of Gunai, was chief of their father's house. And the Gadites dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its villages, and in all the common lands of Sharon, within their borders. All these were registered by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 valiant men, men able to bear shield and sword, to shoot with the bow, and skillful in war, who went to war. They made war with the Hagrites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab, and they were helped against them. And the Hagrites were delivered into their hand, and all who were with them, for they cried out to God in the battle. He heeded their prayer because they put their trust in him. Then they took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 of their sheep, and 2,000 of their donkeys, also 100,000 of their men. For many fell dead because the war was God's, and they dwelt in their place until the captivity. So the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. Their numbers were increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is to Seir or Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their fathers' houses, Epher, Ishai, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of their fathers' houses. And they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He carried the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and the river of Gozan to this day. 1 Chronicles chapter 6. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar begot Phinehas, and Phinehas begot Abishua. Abishua begot Bukai, and Bukai begot Uzai. Uzai begot Zerahiah, and Zerahiah begot Jerioth. Marioth begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub. Ahitub begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz begot Azariah, and Azariah begot Johanan. Johanan begot Azariah. It was he who ministered as priest in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub. Ahitub begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Shalom. Shalom begot Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begot Azariah. Azariah begot Sariah, and Sariah begot Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into captivity when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem into captivity by the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. Now these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers. Of Gershom were Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zimah his son. Verses 1 through 20. 1 Chronicles chapter 6. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God. We'll be back.
Life was bitter to the core. There was nothing to live for until love came. And even second times around, happiness could not be found until love came. I was left all alone.
My heart was breaking.
Thought was my own.
Soul was aching.
Tears covered me.
Weeping through the whole night.
And I need some relief.
Joy comes in the morning.
I've been searching for
many years now.
The keys to life's door.
Need to know how.
Brought to my knees.
Savior, can you help me?
And was led to believe.
I'll tell you, I was too
weak. His love showed me love said not so. Even with the odds against me, love showed me love said not so. Without a reason or cause, peace and joy placed on pause until love came. Having no hope at all and not a loved one to call until love came. I was left all alone.
My heart is breaking.
Thought was my own. Tears covered me. And I need some relief.
Joy comes in the morning.
I've been searching for what he told me. He told me not so. Hey, I wanna tell everybody my love and my prized possession. Because of you I've got pride and joy. Can you help me, brother?
For my love,
na, na, na.
My possession.
Sure.
Because of you, I've got pride and joy.
So can you sing?
Music of BB and CC Winan. Love said not so. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Father, thank you again for the wonderful gift of your word. Thank you for the privilege, the blessing that is ours as we spend time reading and meditating and mulling over your word. Thank you for the wisdom, the guidance, the counsel, the strength, the encouragement, the comfort that comes as we simply read and meditate on your word. Help us to be wise enough to establish habits around spending time reading and meditating on your word, habits around listening to audio forms of your word, and habits around teaching and training and guiding our children to read out loud to us as parents and grandparents, knowing that nothing will bless our children more than your precious and powerful word. Thank you. More and more stir us to be a people that live in your word, that walk in the counsel of your word, that walk in the power and the grace of your word each and every day. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. We continue now in the New Testament reading through the Word of God as we pick up now in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Verses 1 through 13, Hebrews chapter 12. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. Our ongoing encouragement to you is that if you don't already have the habit of reading three chapters every day in your Bible, we encourage you to start that habit today, and we'd encourage your parents to have your children to start reading for you three chapters out loud daily. That's a habit that'll greatly bless them and bless your whole household. And as we conclude our time, as we usually do, if you're listening today and you've never made that very, very important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior and inviting him into your life to save you and make you brand new, we invite you to pray this prayer with us now to make that step. Lord Jesus, thank you so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways, Lord. Lord, forgive us for all the wrongs we've done. We repent and turn from them all. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me all that you would have me to be. You told us in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me afresh with your spirit. Help me to follow you faithfully all of my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you did pray that prayer, we certainly would like to hear from you. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to hear from you. We want to share with you some resources that'll help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Or if you're wanting some of the resources, the articles we share, or some of the prayer resources, discipleship resources, we're glad to share them with you. Our encouragement is that you'll take them and use them for yourself and for your family, and in turn also forward them and share them with family, friends, fellow church members, unsaved persons, their discipleship and evangelism materials as well. Be involved in ministry every single day, and this is one way to do it, getting some of these resources and passing them on to others as well. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you listening. Please pray much for the ministry of the American Family Association and the Hour of Intercession. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.